lovely playing. And that was Joseph Palmer playing the guitar for us. It's just beautiful and quite an extraordinary piece, too. It was by Mario Casanova Tedesco. It's called The Sleep of Reason Produces Monsters, inspired by a painting by Goya. Mm-hmm. Well, and there will be a concert on the 28th and 29th of July, and it's going to be at the Blanton. And there's a lovely space over there at the Blanton Museum to hear a concert like this. Intimate listening. And so if you would like to attend, you can get your tickets through the Austin Classical Guitar Society. So, Joseph, I'd like to hear a word from you about yourself. And are you an Austinite?
Yes.
And so you are affiliated with Austin Classical Guitar Society?
Yes. I came here to study, like many of us, at the University of Texas with Adam Holzman about 8 years ago, and started becoming more and more associated with Austin Classical Guitar and doing work for them.
Right.
And, it's been really great.
Oh, you're just wonderful. And there's so many inner voicings and different lines to follow, and you brought them out so clearly.
I just
really loved the way you played that piece. And so you've got another couple of pieces you could play for us, both of them by Jose Luis Merlin.
Mm-hmm.
And so what are these? And Evocación, I think I've heard before.
Uh-huh. These come from a piece called Suite del Recuerdo, which is actually, Suite of Memories, which is actually a larger suite. I'm going to play just to the first and last of them. But this is also music that's a part of some of it's going to be used to accompany a puppet show that we're doing with Austin Public Library called Literature Live.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be basically, I've got together with them, and they had a sort of, a puppet show that they had in mind, and I went to sort of find the music that would fit with that. So I'm basically creating a live soundtrack to it, which will consist of different pieces from the repertoire that I play, different parts of it, as well as little gestures and just ideas that just accompany what's happening in the show. So we thought we'd choose this because the evocation in particular is one of the recurring themes that we'll be using to accompany that that puppet show.
And the other pieces?
It's the Joropo from that same suite.
Which is a sort of uppy.
A very, very upbeat, lively dance. Yes.
Okay, well, let's hear.